Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll begin Tes Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the two dots. Continuing on with the Yud Ches Gzeres. What's the next Gzera? They were Gezer of Idach Mai. This non kol metaltel mevi mesatuma be'oyve mardeya. The din is that if somebody touches a mess, he is tomei midaraisa for 7 days. If somebody hovers over, he's over a mess that has no chatzitza, there's no separation. So even if the mess is nikfer, if a person is standing over a kever, then he's also tomei for 7 days. The tuma is boikas voila. It rises above and he's tomei. If a person is not over the mess, he's not touching the mess, but if there is an oil over the mess, which extends further, and he's at the other end. So if you have a board, if there's a board which is, there's a mess underneath, and then there's a board which is over the mess, which has to have a width of a tefach or more. If it has at least a width of a tefach, if it's over the mess, so even if a person is on the other end of the board, the person is not touching the mess, the person is not hovering over the mess, he's not standing above the mess, but there's a board above the mess, which has a width of at least of a tefach, then anyone who's anywhere under the board, even if it's beyond the mess, it extends further above beyond the mess, this person is tomei for 7 days because he's under the oil of mess. Just like if you have a mess that is in a room, now, there's a roof on top, and person is anywhere in that room, he's in the oil of mess. He's tomei zayin, he's tomei for 7 days. Similarly, if there's a board with at least a width of a tefach, that's an oil. And anyone who's under the board, anywhere under the board, even if it extends further, much further beyond the mess, and the person himself is not over the mess, he's in the oil of mess, and he's tomei zayin. So this case over here, the Mishnah says that kol metaltel mevi mesatuma b'ovi mardeya. It says that this oil, this board, this that can bring the tuma, cause it to transfer and to travel, and anywhere, anyone under, anywhere on it is tomei. It doesn't have to be a thickness, a width rather, of a tefach. Now with the rice, it has to be a width of a tefach. They were geyser that even if the width is not a tefach, if it has a circumference of a tefach, if you have a pole that is round, so if you measure around the circumference, if you have a cylinder that you measure the area around it, if it is a tefach, even if the thickness, the diameter is not going to be a tefach, it's only a third of a tefach, that's the rough general ratio, that if you have something which is a diameter, the circumference, the area around it is roughly three times the amount of the diameter. So there are geyser that even if it doesn't have a width of a tefach, midaraisa, to be an oil, it has to have a width of a tefach. But even if it doesn't have a width of a tefach, as long as it has a circumference of a tefach, there's still geyser that it should be an oil, should have a din of an oil, and should be maybe, and should transfer the tumah. The tumah should be able to transfer along. They said about oive amardeya. What's amardeya? Amardeya is a goad. What's a goad? It's a stick that the farmers used to use to prod the animal that had a hook at the end of it, or it had a blade, something that would stick into the animal to give it a push, a zet, and that would cause it to walk further. The standard circumference of that pole of the goad was a tefach, which means that the diameter was only a third of a tefach. There were geyser because of a maisa shahoya, which we'll see shortly, that anything that, even though it doesn't have a width of a tefach, as long as it has a circumference of a tefach, then it also transfers the tuma. Let's see again. The son kol metal mevimas atuma miadeya. That's what they were geyser because of this maisa, which we'll see with the farmer, with the goat. This pole they used to goad the animal to get them to move it along, which they were geyser the tomb. Amar of Tarfon says, He was very upset with this. He said, there's no reason for this gzera. They never would have made such a gzera. They never would have made a such a gzera that a person would confuse a circumference of a tefach and a width of a tefach. He said, he said he cursed himself, so to speak, to say he would bury his son. This is a halacha that's distorted, it's corrupt, it's not true. There was never such a gzera. What happened? He said, there was a person who heard this mice and he made a mistake. What was the case? Ha'ikir, he had the farmer Iver, he was passing Vumardeya al Ksefer. So he had the goad on his shoulder. Ve'ilseya echad al kever. Now one end of the pole was extended over a kever. Ve'timu oisa, mishum kelim hama'ilim alameis. And they made the person Tommy. Now the person is Tommy. He's Tommy deraisa. But why is he Tommy? Now if the pole, if this Mardeya, the goad, does not have a width of a tefach, then Midoraisa, he's not Tomei. If the pole is over the mess, and it's on his shoulder, and he's carrying it, he's not over the mess. This is not a gag, this is not an oihel. So this should not transfer the tuma. But nevertheless, he was Tomei deraisa. Why is he Tomei deraisa? Because the pole is over the mess. Now, as we said before, whatever is directly over the mess, even if it's not under an oil, what's directly over the mess, the tuma is boikas, it rises above. The pole was over the mess. The pole became tome. The pole was now an avatuma. It became tome, it was over the mess. Now, the farmer who is on his shoulder, it's resting on his shoulder, he's touching the pole, which is an av. He's a rishon l'tuma. So he is Tomei deraisa, but he's not Tomei for 7 days. He's not an avatuma. He wasn't in the oil ames. He wasn't under the same roof as the mess. He was touching the pole, which was directly over the mess. So the pole was an av. Now the person in this case, the farmer in this case, wasn't in the oil ames. The mardeya was not a tefach. But he was touching, was on his shoulders, he was touching the Mardeya, so he became a Rishon L'tuma, and he was only Tomei for 1 day, not for 7 days. So the person made a mistake. Sheshoma Shemevato. He thought that the farmer was Tomei because he was an oil mess. He was under an oil mess, and he thought he was Tomei for 7 days. He thought he was an Avatuma. He made a mistake. The Mardeya, the Chachamim never would have been geyser on a pole which is only a circumference of a tefach. Also a case where you have to have an oil which has to have a width of a tefach. Everybody knows that an oil has to have at least a width of a tefach. But the Shemes heard that the Chachamim said that this farmer is Tomei. And he is Tomei. But he's not Tomei because of a gzera of that he was in an oil emeis. He's Tomei midaraisa. He's Tomei because he's touching the pole. The pole is on his shoulder, and the pole is directly over the mess. So it was all a mistake. Rav Tarfon said the whole thing is a mistake, and there is no gzeir over here, and we're not geyser, a pole that has a circumference of a tevach, also a diameter, a width of a tevach. There's no such gzeir. In this case, the Shemeya made a mistake. Amar Mekiva, ani asaken shiu divra chacham kayomim. I'll reconcile this, that the Divrei Chachamim, there is a gzera, but it's true. He agrees with Rav Tarfon that in a simple case, that we're not going to be geyser in a pole that has a hekif of a tevach, also a case of where you have, in the case where the derisive, the gag has to have a width, an oil has to have a width of a tevach. He agrees with the basic premise of Rav Tarfon, but he says there is still a gzera involved over here. What's a gzera? So he says, "Ani asakin shiudivra chamakayam shiu kolam etaltle mevim esatuma ala adam shenoisa oisan bavimardeya." He says the case was, as was said, the part of the farmer, the person had the pole on his shoulder. The pole extended over the mess. The pole was an avatuma. The farmer that had it on his shoulder, midarais is a rish. Now that person, the farmer, has been Tomei Minat Torah. Now, if a person sees that this person is the farmer's Tomei Doraisa, and he sees that he's only Tomei for one day, not for 7 days, he'll think similarly, a person who's in an oil emes is only Tomei for one day, not 7 days. So Rabbi Kiva says they were Geyser Gzeira. Yes, it's true the farmer is Tomei Midoraisa in this case because the pole is on his shoulder. He's in contact with this pole, which is an Ovatuma. And he's Tomei Midoraisa, but he's Tomei Midoraisa for one day. But people might make a mistake and say that similarly, if a person is Tomei Midoraisa with being in an oil emes, it's only one day. So they were Geyser, that in terms of a person who comes into contact with a pole that's only a oive mardea, which only has a circumference of a tefach, which has a width, a diameter of a third of a tefach, that the person is tomei for 7 days, midrabanan. Here's where the gzera is. So what does he say, Rabbi Akiva? So we treat it like the farmer, in this case, is under an oil emes, even though midoraisa is not, because it doesn't have a width of a tefach, but midrabanan, and this is one of the yudches gzeiras, we treat it like he was in an oil emes and tomei for 7 days. Val asman b'cholshen. Now, like we said before, the pole, which is directly over the mess, there's no din of oil over here. So there's no din of tefach. Midaraisa, the pole, is Tomei Nova Tuma B'cholshen. Whatever it is, there's the din of a tefach is for a gag, an oil. But something which is directly over the mess, there's no minimum shear. Anything that's over the mess is Tomei. So the pole is Tomei Midaraisa, is an Nova Tuma. Val Shar Adam Ekelem B'Paisech Tefach. Now here he agrees with the Rav Tarfon that other things which are not touching the pole, so let's say you had the pole was now over the mess, it extended beyond, and the farmer himself, it's on his shoulder, he's Tomei Midrabanan, according to Rabbi Kiva, for 7 days. Midrais for one day, Midrabanan for seven. But if there are other things that are now, the pole extends, and there are other items, there's whatever it is, Kalim that extends over it. There are other things that are under that pole which are not touching the pole. Here Rabbi Kiva agrees with Tarfon that there's no gzeira, and if it's not a width of a tefach, then they're tovar. Yeah. Now for clarification, the Gemara continues, Vomer of Yanu, Mardeya Shomru, Ein Bavi of Tefach, Vyesh Benekev of Tefach. Now, like we mentioned before, the Mardeya that we're discussing over here, it does not have a width of a tefach, but it has a circumference of a tefach. So according to Rabbi Kiva, this is one of the Yudches Gzeiras. They are Geyser, but they're only Geysers more limited. Not the way the Chachamim said, it's more limited. He agrees in part with Rav Tarfon. The Gzeira only applies to somebody that's touching the pole, touching the item that's over the mess, even if it doesn't have a width of a tefach. But not the things that aren't touching. So according to Rav Tarfon, there is no gzeir over here. So obviously this is not one of the Yudchas gzeiros. So therefore, from the list of 18, he's missing one. So what does he replace with this one? What's replaced that replaces this one over here of this case of the Ma'amardeya? Like we said previously, he holds that there was a gzera of treating the benais kusim, the women of kusim, even the young ones that are treated as tmei and nida, even boy beyam, like we said previously, that since the benais kusim were not zohir on tuma from birth, on a woman of a girl, a young girl or a baby sees has a ria of dam, they were not Geyser, they did not treat it like a din of Anida. So they were Geyser in all the Kusim, all the Benais Kusim, that they should have a din of Anida. And Be'idach, Sphir like Rameir. And he also, however, Rameir, that the one of the Gzeras were about the Kalim that were left out under the downpipe, under the Tzinar, under the pipe where to collect the rainwater. He does agree that that's one of the Yudchas Gzeras, so he agrees with the rainwater, the kalim that were left under the pipe, that is considered to be a case of where it's Hochshir Lekabel Tuma, and he also agrees with the case of Benois Kusim, but he disputes this case of the Oyver Madeya. Ve'ida, continuing on, what's another one of the Gzeiras, Ve'ida Chaboitzer Legas. If somebody picks grapes, and he picks it to use it to bring it to the wine press to squeeze out the grapes to make wine. As we said before, a food item is only Hochshir Lekabel Tuma, only can be Mekabel Tuma if after it's detached from the ground. It comes into contact with one of the seven liquids. It has to come into contact after it's detached with one of the liquids, and if then, after that, it comes into contact with Tuma, it becomes Tuma. Now, Beis Shammai says that if a person picks grapes and he does it to bring it to the wine press, the juice that squeezes, that comes out of it, that exudes from it, that juice that is considered a liquid, which is a person is wants, it's considered that it's larotzen. The din of Hochshir Lekabel Tuma is not only that a liquid comes into contact with a food item after it's detached from the ground, but it has to be that he wants the liquid. It's larotzen, it's something that he's nicha with. It's kiyitain, kiyutan, duma diyitain. It's kiyutan, even if the person doesn't actively put the liquid onto the food. But it has to be, we darshan, that it has to be dumya diyitain. It has to be similar as to a case where he would put the liquid there himself. Just like where he would put the liquid there himself, he's doing it obviously. That larotzen, he's doing it willingly, he wants to do it. Similarly, if the food comes into contact with a liquid, it's Hochshir Lekabel Tuma, but only if the owner wants it. It's larotzen. It's something that he's nicha with. Now, generally speaking, if a person picks grapes or picks fruit, if there's juice that flows from it, he doesn't want it. It goes to waste. So it does not makshir the food Lekabel Tuma because it's not larotzen. He doesn't want that liquid that flows out of it. That's generally speaking. Shammai says that if a person picks the grapes and brings it to the wine press, even in a case where he does not want the liquid, we're geyser and treat it like he does want it, and it is makshir the food Lekabel Tuma. It's as if he put it there l'rotzein, it's like duma diyitain, and we say therefore it makes the food susceptible to tuma. If the fruit becomes and it comes into contact with Tumah, it becomes Tumah. They were geyser on specifically the case where he's biter, he picks the grapes to bring it to the wine press. So what is involved here? Why should we make this geyser? What's involved? Shammai says it's Hochshir Lekabel Tumah, and therefore the grapes, if it comes into contact with Tumah, it and Hilloimer Loi Hochshir says, no, it's not. If he didn't want it, normally he does not want it, therefore it's not makshir. Well, you make this gzeira, and therefore if a person, now when he picks the grapes, he has to do it with the kalim, with vessels which are tahar, because otherwise if he uses vessels which are tame, there invariably there will be juice that squeezes out of the grapes. It'll be maksha of the grapes, and then if it's in a kli that's tomei, it'll be matam of the grapes. So you have to be baitzer batara. Well, according to you, when you pick olives, when you're maiskim, it's a terminology for olives, when you pick olives, you should say the same thing. It should also be batara. What's the difference between them? Amar lei, Shammai answered him, takniteni, if you're going to start up with me, goes reini tuma, fala masika, then I see that you cannot differentiate between the two. And in Chalami, you'll be forcing me to be Geyser Tuma on olives as well. But there's a fundamental difference between them. What is that difference? We'll see. So now to Cherva Beis HaMedrash, they stuck a sword into the Beis HaMedrash for Amra and Nechles Ikones. Who wants to come in can come in, but when you come in, Ayetze Al Yetze. But the ones who are here cannot leave, because they're going to come bring it to a vote, and they're going to see if we're going to be geyser or not. And that day was a big day of great busha for Hillel. He was kofuf, he was subservient to Shammai, and he was sitting there and like one of the Talmidim. And whatever he said, they were able to dispute what he said, and they were able to win the day, to be menatzeach, and be geyser the gzera that they thought they should be geyser. Even though Hillel objected, he was subservient to them because their arguments won the day. And they had the majority. It was so difficult for Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, that the Nasi, that the Hillel of the Nasi, had such a busha, had was humiliated on that day, that the Nasi Yisrael had such a busha, was so difficult like the day of the eagle. Because of Shammai the Hillel, so Shammai, they had the majority, and therefore the Sanhedrin, the Talmidim, voted like Shammai, so they were enacted the Gzeira, but however, like Kibla Minayim, it did not take root, it did not take effect. The people, the Haman, the people did not accept it. But later generations, but also Talmidayu, this Maisa, this incident that we have with the Talmidim of Shammai Hill in the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Goran, later at that point in time, the Talmidim got together with Gozru, and again they enacted the Gzeira, the Gozru, the Kibla Minayu, and it was accepted. My time now, so what is Taka the reason? Why is the reason for this Boitzer Lagas? Why should we say that the juice that flows out of it, even though a person may not want it, we treat it like he does want it, it's Machsher, the graves to be Makabal Tuma. Amram Zir Amar V'chanina Gzer Hashem Yibasar V'kupas Tumeas. So we're afraid that a person might harvest the grapes, use containers which are Tumei. Now, if juice flows from the grapes and they're in a container, a kupas, a baskets, which are tome, the juice will become tome. It is a liquid, and it'll become tome. So there's a svara to say, if it has a chashivas, that at that point in time, the liquid in itself became tome, that'll be chashiv enough to be machshir, the food that it comes into contact with, to also to be makshir lekabel tuma, even if it's not berotzein, even if the person owner does not want that juice, but since at the moment, at the same point in time, it came into contact with the baskets where it became tome, it has the power to be makshir, the grapes also, to become tome as well. So therefore, it's a gzera that he might harvest it in kupas and baskets which are tome, and that will give it a de facto din of Lerotzon to be makshir the grapes mekabel tuma. Well, that's fine if you hold according to the Man Domra that that's in fact the case. That because when it becomes tomei, it has the power to be metame, to be makshir rather, the food that it comes into contact with. But according to the Man Domra, it says that's not the case. That just because it becomes tomei, it does not have the power to me machshir foods become tome. We don't treat it like sir my ikel meimar. What is the reason for the gzeir over here? El amar zire, el amar zire, amar chanina gzeir shema yivatzener bekupas mizufofais. The reason is the gzeir is we're afraid he'll use the containers which are coated with a lined with tar with pitch. Meaning that they're sealed. Now, if a person harvests the grapes with sealed baskets, the juice that comes out from it, he is necha with it. It is l'rotzon. Why do we say normally that the juice that comes out from fruit, that we say he doesn't want it? It's not machshir l'kabel tuma. It's not l'rotzon. Because it's going to waste. Normally use wicker baskets. It goes to waste. And in any event, if he's harvesting fruit, he doesn't want the juice. He wants the fruit. So he doesn't want the juice that comes out of it. But if he's harvesting these boitzer legas for a wine press, ultimately his end goal is for the juice. So he wants the juice. Now, if he uses wicker baskets, even though he wants it, they're going to waste. So he doesn't want this juice that squeezes out of it, that flows out of it. But if he harvests it with kupas mizufafais, which are lined, which are coated, they're not going to go to waste. They'll stay in the kupas. And now he's taking it to make it to the wine press, to make it and press it for juice. He wants the juice. It's not going to waste. So in the case of kupas mizufafais, it is l'rotzon. He is necha with that. Where guys are all baskets, in all cases, all to the case, mezufavos. It's true that if he doesn't have mezufavos, he's used regular wicker baskets, is going to, he doesn't want that juice, and it's not makshe, the grapes, legamel, tuma, but for goyzer, those cases, all to the case, whereas kupas mezufavos. So why, Taka, was Shammai, why were they not goyzer by olives? Hillel asked Shammai, well, if that's the case, why not by olives? And Shammai said, Im tak nitenu, I'll be goyzer by olives. You don't see the difference? What tak is the difference? Tosfos says that the difference is that the juice that flows from grapes, that's a mashke. And that could be makshir, the food, mekabel tuma. Now, even though oil is a mashke, even though oil is one of the Zion mashke, and it is makshir, food, mekabel tuma, but Tosfos says that's oil. That's when it comes from pressing the olives and crushing them and pressing the oil. But the liquid that flows from the olives in the course of picking them, as opposed to the grapes, whereby the grapes, that is a mashke, this by olives is only called moyo. That's not shemen. Shemen comes from pressing and crushing the olives. That liquid that flows from the olives in the course of picking them, that's called moil. That's not a mashke. So that's not going to be maksha, the olives, lekabel tuma, in any event. Even if you use kupas mezufavos, it's not going to be maksha, lekabel tuma. So that's why they were not goyzer by olives. Rava gives a different reason. Rava amar gzera mishum hanoishchis. He says when you have the clusters of grapes and they're full and cluster, you want to pull them apart, invariably, and the liquid will flow from them. Now, even though you don't want, perhaps, that juice that flows from them, and even if it's not kupas mezufavos, and if you don't want the juice that flows from them, but you do want to pull them apart, and if it's inevitable that by pulling apart the juice is going to flow, that becomes part and parcel of your desire to separate them. So that's considered like you want it. So we're going through all cases of harvesting the grapes, the baiser legat, in all cases, out to the case where you're separating the clusters, because in the case where you're separating it, sometimes you want to separate the clusters in order to be able to bring them properly to the gas and press them properly. Inevitably, the juice flows out from it. You want to separate, so you want the juice. That's considered larosan, so therefore it's macho, lekabel tuma. We're going through all cases, out to that case. So that is a further reason. And another reason is, he gives a different reason. Sometimes a person comes to the vineyard. He wants to know if they're ripe. He wants to know if they're ripe enough to be able to harvest them. Then he takes a cluster and he takes it to squeeze it. So in order to see if the grapes are ripe, now, as opposed to olives, which you do not test it this way because they don't have the same consistency, by grapes, you want to see if they're ripe, you squeeze it to see if it has juice. And then that juice, you sprinkle it over the grapes. Now, again, even though he may not want the juice, but he wants to test it out. He wants to see if they're ripe. And if it's inevitable that the juice flows from it, so he wants to squeeze it, he wants to test it, so part and parcel of that is the inevitable flowing out of the juice. It's considered like he wants the juice as well. So therefore, we say, in such a case, we say that since he wants to press, he wants to squeeze it, he wants the liquid, and that liquid by a grape is considered a mashke. That by grape is considered a mashke, and therefore is considered a mashke, is makshel kabel tuma. Now, where goyzer are all cases where he harvests boitzer legas, also the case where he does test it and squeezes it to see if it's ripe, and where goyzer are all cases by boitzer legas. And sometimes he tests it out, and at the time when he harvests it, it still has that liquid from when he tested it, when he squeezed it, that liquid is still on the grapes. And therefore, when he picks it and now he brings it to the press, it still has that liquid on it. So therefore, that's makshir lekabel tumah.